Good evening.
Good evening. This is the On a Guest podcast. This is a Wednesday night. We are recording well before we usually record on the weekends, but we're out of town this weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in Leavenworth this weekend.
On the show, what's going on over there?
We got a B&B, Airbnb with my mom because it's her 50th birthday. Happy birthday, mom.
Happy birthday, mom. I've called her mom for the longest time too. Yeah. We both did for a long time in high school. Well, obviously
yeah, I would still call her. Yeah, I'm still call her mom.
That's dope, dude. That should be a good time. This time of year is probably gonna be pretty. It's probably gonna be pretty.
Yeah, I've never been to Leavenworth.
Oh no?
We wanted to go, but we're always like so last minute, and you can't really be last minute at Leavenworth.
Yeah, you gotta plan ahead.
Unless you want to spend big money.
Yeah, because they're usually pretty packed.
Pretty packed, yeah. We're like, it's like a week before the lighting, and we're like, oh, it would be so cool to go see the lighting, but then everything's like super expensive.
You see all the people that are going over there too, and there's a ton of people. Mm-hmm. It's like you gotta walk around everywhere.
Yeah. So I'm excited for it.
It should be fun. There's a lot of small little local bars over there. I've been there once, twice, maybe once. It should be fun though.
Yeah.
Alexia has a gymnastics event in Lacey.
Ooh. Is it a competition?
She's trying to qualify for state. This is her last chance, and I think she's gonna do it. I actually genuinely think she's gonna do it. But we got that, so we're gonna hit up the zoo. Up in Tacoma, Friday before then. Tori's got some family over there. Nice. So we're going to see them Saturday. Sunday is the event. And then we're going to come back home. So busy, busy weekend.
Sounds like it.
But it should be pretty all right.
When's Adrian going to start, like, competitive gymnastics?
He's a little wild, man. He's going to start soccer. So I'm coaching his soccer team. Ooh. Actually, before coming here, I had to do the coach meeting through Zoom, where we just go over the rule books and all the COVID protocols that we have to follow. Oh, yeah. So, he's gonna start his stuff. So he'll be good. He's pretty athletic already, so I'm not too worried about him.
Soccer was so much fun. I used to be a goalie.
Oh, that's right. You actually played competitive. you played competitive soccer for up until like middle school.
I stopped at high school basically.
Yeah, that's still dope though because you get to have those experiences because like playing little kid soccer, playing middle school sports and like orchestrated through the school. I just think it's a ton of fun.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I was able to get on like a competitive team as well. Outside of it, like a club team. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun,
too. Yeah, it's competitive stuff. That's fun.
Yeah.
I love that shit. I love sports so much. It's like the...
I'm more into motorsports over regular sports now. Right. But I like sitting down and watching soccer, hockey, and I'd say really that's it. Like, I don't know. Oh, and like fighting too. I like fighting.
Yeah, the fighting sports. Yeah.
I'm not really into like football or.
Yeah.
Baseball's fun too. Fun to watch.
Yeah. I mess with all that stuff. I'm huge into sports. I'm huge into everything. I hate myself. Too many hobbies.
Too many hobbies.
You know. Yeah. Everyone knows, and Tori's always reminding me.
Yeah. Yeah. You do a lot of stuff.
It's not just.
And the then books. your kids. You're like. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Super busy all the time.
Oh, yeah, and I'm over here like at work and get off at 6 and I'm like, ooh, I have a couple of hours, go home, eat dinner, go to sleep on the couch.
Hey dude, that's the life of having kids, man. But it's cool. It's fine. But enough about the family stuff.
That's not the point of this podcast.
We are on the guest podcast.
ONG.
We're talking about cars, and there's actually been a decent amount of news about cars this week. Toyota came out and brought out the GR86, which is
the GR86.
Yes, so that is going to be the official name.
Oh, it's not the GT86 anymore?
Yeah, it's not the GT86. It's not the 86. It's the GR86. Just like it's the GR Supra, right? The Gazoo Racing. Mm. It's a Toyota's racing team over in Japan or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so they're putting that, they have the GR Yaris, which is the
2JZ all-wheel drive one? Or no, never mind. It's just this normal one from the factory, right?
Yeah, like
it's supposed to be super hyped up. I haven't like looked into it, but I know that it's something like special.
It's right? a three-cylinder turbo that makes like 276 horsepower out of an all-wheel drive Toyota Yaris. That thing doesn't weigh shit.
Oh, and it's just all it's to the wheels 270.
Well, it's 276 probably to the crank.
Oh, okay.
But so it's like a fast little Toyota Yaris, and it's super sick. It looks so dope, and it's not coming stateside, so we don't even gotta worry about it. But they came out with the GR86, and they waited a while to release it.
Is it gonna actually come to the States, or is it? Well, are we just gonna get the BRZ?
Yeah, no, we're gonna get them both because it used to be the FRS, and then Scion got killed off, and then got switched to the Toyota 86. They're switching GT86. It to that. But they waited a while to bring it out because Subaru brought out the pictures of the new BRZ. It was almost like a couple months ago, probably.
It was like I would say it was at least a couple months.
Right, so it's been out for a while, and Toyota, I guess, was like, wait, they hold on. Do
something a little different.
Ours looks a little bit too similar, so I think we're going to wait a little bit to bring it out, and so they brought it out. And I actually like the front end better on the Toyota.
Yeah, and see, I think the rear end kind of reminds me more of the classic 86.
Yeah.
I don't know why, I haven't like actually compared a picture to picture, but mm-hmm. like when I looked at it, I was like, yeah, it looks a little more classic.
It reminds you.
It's more classic look.
I think it looks great.
I think it looks great. I just can't get behind a boxer engine.
What's your beef with the boxer engine? is this from having driven them, or is this from perspective?
I've never actually driven one, but I've like ridden in them, and they do like the Subaru STI. It's fast car, obviously, and then the 86 is a good handling car. I don't even know why I don't like boxers, honestly. It's just really...
You don't like it? Just how people like that have never been in, like,
they just don't like it. They just don't like... Or I just don't like how they sound, I guess.
Yeah.
And...
I don't know. Well, that's enough. I mean, that's all you need.
They're just... Yeah. People are like, I'm going to put uneven headers, and it like doesn't sound good to me.
I mean, people
like it. Everyone to each their own, but so loud. You can, when they're really loud, you can hear them from miles away, and you can be like, oh my gosh, that is a Subaru for sure.
Yeah.
Like, it's, and the Subaru guys probably are just like, yeah, that we love that. I don't understand why he's complaining. These are the reasons why. I love the Subaru.
Yeah, the reasons that you hate them. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's subjective.
The same reason that they probably think the same thing about us Honda boys.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the V-tickles.
Like, really? You inline four-cylinder people? Come on.
I think that it'd be cooler if they had a small displacement turbo engine. You know, you figure that Toyota would be able to work something up, but they're cutting costs, right? They're splitting costs, development costs.
Right.
The biggest thing for them is to try to make money off their cars.
Make money off everything, yeah.
Making sports cars is not a profitable business.
Absolutely
not. Not anymore.
There's not enough of us people out there willing to spend, you know, $30,000, $40,000 on a brand new weekend driver. Like,
exactly.
Most people aren't going to be dailying these cars.
Yeah.
No, they're not crazy like us. Or I guess you don't daily your sports car.
No. But they they're trying to split costs because it's so expensive and people are buying sedans and stuff like that.
And it takes a lot of time too.
Yeah.
Like if they were to develop all these cars by themselves, they would probably be an extra like 2-3 years on top to actually like develop out like their
Right.
engines and all their...
Well, honestly, that's even if they do it, because at some point they've got to make money. Their investment has to make money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lexus is about an example, but with the LFA, they didn't make a single dime off of it because they took so long to develop it.
Mm-hmm.
They sold it for, I want to say it's $475,000 brand new.
It was less than...
And it wasn't they weren't profiting off of it. They were just trying to recoup some of their money. It was that much money. And obviously, a small sports car like that isn't going to cost nearly the money that the LFA would cost to. But it's still a lot of money. They got to make their money back. But they did that with the Supra and the BMW Z4 too.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it's not a Toyota power plant. It is a BMW M16. So what are they even doing with the? I mean, they've got to be doing stuff, right? The suspension. What is
Toyota about? Is what you're asking, basically?
God, because the Supra is a legendary nameplate, man.
Yeah,
and they didn't even. I mean, what it's a Z4.
I can't imagine them like being like, okay, we're just gonna take this BMW engine and put it in our car. Like, I'm sure it's the engine, it's probably the transmission, it's probably the whole drive line, the axle, or not the axle, but the drive shaft, like, because it's not gonna, I'm sure it's not gonna just sync up to a Toyota design something, you know, or whatever. Yeah. So, like, really, it probably is just, well, how do we know it's the suspension?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's something that we'd have to look into.
They do look good though still. I really do like the Supras. I saw one the other day. It was bright blue. And it was like, ooh, hey, hi, hey.
Dude, when I go on my monthly run up on Chapel Hill, I go to the gas station on Road 100, and I see Supras all the time. And different Supras, too.
Oh, really?
There's like a red one. There's a white one. It's mostly those two. But I'll see them on my runs, and then it's like, yeah, that's a Supra. That's kind of cool.
I like them. Like, when they first came out and I saw the pictures, I was like, I don't know. Like, it looks kind of weirdish, like the proportions and stuff. But then when I first saw one in person, it was actually on a trailer, like on one of those truck trailers when we were in California. Cool. I think I actually texted you, like, right away. I was like, I just saw a Supra for the first time. Like,
oh, no shit. I don't remember that. if you did.
But, yeah, as when I saw it, I was like, what? Those look way better in person.
Yeah. Well, some cars are like that. Yeah. Sometimes you don't really get the full view from in pictures. Like, have you ever seen a Dodge Viper? They look big and long, but they're really small.
Really, really small. Yeah. When I went to Formula Drift for the first time.
Okay. Yeah.
I saw the Dean Kearney's Viper, and I was like, "Whoa! Like, that thing is actually way smaller than I thought it was."
And they look huge. Yeah. Everything. They look huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then also next to those. Like, I guess all the cars in Formula Drift are really small, except for, like, the
Mustangs.
The Mustangs, they're pretty big. They're boats.
Mustangs are pretty big. I mean, I guess they handle pretty well, but they're pretty big.
Also, I guess the new Supra is pretty, like, it's pretty good size compared to all the other cars.
Yeah, it's not necessarily, it's a smaller car
for a newer car, but compared to, like, the older cars and stuff, like, it's actually pretty big. Like the S13s, S14s.
Everything's gotten bigger, though. Everything has gotten bigger. Like, if you think about...
It's safer.
The Accords, right? Like, you think about, like, a 1992 Accord, the really square-bodied ones. And then the ones that I had whenever I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Then definitely the ones got bigger. After, like, everything is getting bigger as we go. The mid-size is now what the full-sizes used to be, things like that.
Same with the Civic, too.
Yeah.
Civic just has gotten
bigger. Exactly. You skipped, what, three on the generations? Big boy. you skipped, like, three generations, and it got way bigger.
Yeah.
And way better looking. And torquier. And fun to drive.
Well, I mean, I didn't have the SI.
Yeah.
Civic, the 2000 SI. I would have loved to. I would, like...
Those B16s were sick.
I know of a guy, his name, he goes by Obsessed Garage. He has, you might have seen it, it's like the $100,000 Civic.
Oh, what is it? Is it like a Type R or something?
It's a SI 2000 or 99, one of those blue carbon fiber hood. Like, he has like a ton of money into it just because it has a Type R swap, the B18. And he basically just was like, this is the car that I dreamt that I would build when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, he had one, but he wasn't able to put all that money into it. So later on, he bought another one and was like, he put over $100,000 into this car. Like,
just, oh my goodness.
Civic. And he was doing a giveaway for it. I don't know if it has ended yet. I think it actually might have ended at the end of March. I was thinking about entering it. I was really thinking about it, but like the stuff that I wanted to get from him, I needed like, yesterday type thing. And
yeah,
gotcha. He was going to wait to send out all the orders after the giveaway. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
So, but I learned, I learned a lot of my detailing, like at least not detailing, but like washing cars and stuff from him.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
What to buy.
Dude, that's a lot of money to spend on stuff. But I mean, I would never.
He had it on TE37s as well, like smaller ones, obviously. Gotcha. But like, it was nice.
That's
insane. If I could have gotten my hands on that car,
that's
insane. That car out there would go straight to the side of the house, and then the new car would go in the garage.
If you could build any car, not for performance, not for drift, not for anything, you can just build a car for yourself, what would it be? Like, whether it's literally anything.
I would say probably a Chaser, a Toyota Chaser. Yeah, because they're
like, are those JDM only?
Yes, they're okay, only gotcha. They're only in Japan. Well, they didn't come to the States.
So it'd be right-hand drive.
Yeah, it would be only right-hand drive. They are starting to come over here. It would be the newest one. I think the engine code is the JZX100. They come with, like, the top ones come with one JZ.
Okay.
I don't know if they're the VVTi ones. They might be. They're rear-wheel drive. Sedans, big body sedans, they would be comparable kind of to like the Lexus GS mm-hmm. series, like they're kind of bigger. I don't know, and I feel like I wouldn't really be able to like autocross it or like,
right, yeah, but it'd just be
it would be a really pleasure. Nice style. I could style it yeah. out, I could lower it. Like, it's one of those cars where it does look good, kind of pretty lower to me, like,
yeah,
almost like on the tire kind of thing. Bigger tires, like, that would be my weekend, like, nice car.
Yeah.
That I could also drift, I could also drag race if I wanted right. to.
Yeah, you can just fuck around with it. It'd just be the car that you'd want to build, yeah. That's mm-hmm. dope. That's dope.
Yeah, that would be it. And then, at some point, I would drive the 1J for a while, and then, at some point, maybe swap in a 2J type thing.
Right. Yeah.
But... like, if I could get my hands on one of those, that would be...
yeah, that's the ideal.
The ideal car. And then I would keep my Civic out there that it would be just my daily yeah. driver yeah. and stuff.
I would want to do... I think this is going to be a fucking curveball for you, dude. If I could get my hands on the 96 Honda Accord, like the one that I had in high school.
Really?
100%. I've told Tori this so many times. If I could get my hands on 96, 97, because it's different than 94, 95, they have the double taillights, and I just think it's a lot cleaner of a look.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like a 96 Honda Accord, and I would try to slap an H22 off of a Honda Prelude.
Mm-hmm.
That'll bump it up to 200 horsepower and do just like bolt-ons and stuff like that to make it peppy. Just to make it peppy, and then just like maybe
a mild lower. Tune on it. Like if you get it on a like a premium tune. Yeah.
If I can do like a 220 to the wheel type car, yeah. you know, it's like something small.
Easily.
But that just coilovers, get like all suspension work done just to make it like look good and handle well
mm-hmm.
with some nice looking wheels and grippy tires. And then just...
you would need it with that car.
Yeah, because for sure.
You would that'd be a good amount of power. 220 horsepower on a front-wheel drive light car like that.
Yeah.
It would be... you would be like...
But I'd want a sedan. I'd want a sedan rather than...
isn't that
a,
what you...
coupe.
Yeah, you had a sedan.
I have a sedan, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But...
would it be green as well?
It would be green.
Faded paint?
No, it'd be nice paint. Now, obviously, I would never do this build. I would never, ever do this unless I had fuck you money.
Yeah.
If I was to one day win the lotto, I for sure will do this.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, like, obviously, having that amount of money, you can really learn and buy all the tools to figure out how to do all the work yourself. Because you can learn
anything. Especially with the Honda early models like that, they are so swappable mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
It's been done. You'll be able to find something.
That's so funny because I was literally like, I want to get that 2000 that guy was the 2000 Civic, and now we're talking about your old Accord, how you want an old one. That's funny.
There's just something about the old school Hondas. There's just, for me, I'm telling you, so many memories in that car specific. Specifically in that car. We did a bunch of dumb shit. That car got abused and still
so lived. Loud.
Dude, that thing was, I'm telling you, it
was I was ready for you, and you would be coming to my house. I'm like, oh there mile out. He's coming.
But I've seen pictures of them done up pretty well, and I have really good memories, and it's 100% just like an intimacy. Like, it's what's the sentimental value?
Sentimental, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I just have a thing for that car.
Didn't your dad fix it with PVC pipe?
Dude, he tried exhaust? To do that.
Oh, he tried to.
My dad. Oh my god.
I remember we were trying to jack it up and the jack didn't go high enough.
Dude, that
was sketchy, wasn't
just
it?
Lets you know how little we knew about shit.
I know, we didn't even think about like putting the jack on something.
We didn't know anything.
Nowadays it'd be like, dude, my jack can lift it up like 2 feet. And then we could put it on blocks and then lift it up even higher.
And then we'd be fine. It's funny because, like, no one ever really taught us to work on cars.
I had a little bit of help from my mom's ex, but, after I moved out, I've learned everything else on my own. Like, I learned he taught me how to do oil changes, spark plugs.
Right.
And, I mean, that's really it.
Yeah.
And then other than that, whenever he was fixing something, I'd be like the tool hander.
Yeah, the light holder.
God.
Yeah, dude, oh, you're not holding it right. I need it right.
Tell me, though, I cannot wait until I have my own so that I can tell them to hold and bring me something.
This is the light. Hold it here.
Hold it where I need
not
it.
Not there. Here.
Because right now I'm like holding the light with one hand, propping it up against my head, and then like trying to do stuff.
Yeah.
But
no one taught us how to do this stuff.
Yeah.
We're out here. Like, obviously,
YouTube.
YouTube is the shit for this stuff.
YouTube taught me how to replace a clutch. Well, I replaced the clutch in Jeff's Camaro with him.
Mm.
And then YouTube taught me how to do it on my own, which took me that like 6 months. But
yeah.
I did that.
Well, that's only because you just got lazy. You said, nah, screw this thing.
Yeah.
But it's still like that's cool. The fact that you're like willing and able to tackle it too. You obviously have to.
I know how to at this point. I mean, if I have to work, actually, now I'm thinking about it, I do need a clutch replacement in this car.
Already,
it's 110,000 miles, and I'm pretty sure it has not been done.
Can't wait on that one. That one, if you want to do it, dude, we'll knock it out on a fucking weekend, man.
Yeah,
we'll
and it also, I'm pretty sure it needs new axles as well, because like when I turn, I can hear the like kind of like a noise, and the only thing I can think of is when the axles are kind of at a turned and they're rotating as well. So yeah, we're gonna have to do that. It's a transmission, so it's kind of like where. With front-wheel drive cars, you have to replace... You take the axles out to do it. So it's like, just replace them at that point.
Yeah, you might as well.
So I need to do that. And I'm pretty sure the old owner probably lowered it at some point. That's also why the axles are a little bit worn out, too.
Mm.
Because they're... I don't know. I just have a feeling
that
he...
changing the angle on it a little bit.
I have a feeling that he had lowered it and that...
Do you wish it was
the exhaust is different? I do plan on lowering it, but...
Dude, whenever you do, we're gonna do it together. Like, if I'm telling you, I am offering you my services.
Yes.
The only thing
is that springs are so annoying to do. I know that they have like the compressor tools.
Dude, it's fine. I've done it a handful of times already.
Yeah,
we're good.
We did do it
because we did it. We did it with the Jeep. I've done it on the MR2, and so I've had to redo it on the MR2 a couple times. So I kind of know. A little bit as to what I'm doing on there. Still will want to do the YouTube tutorial video, obviously, just to check things out. But anything that I don't know, anything just to see. I mean,
well, and a lot of the time, it's like whatever you don't know, I usually can make up.
Yeah.
And then what I don't know, you usually make up. So we, pretty good team in that regard.
I like working together and things, because I didn't help too much with your clutch job, but I helped you finish it off.
You did help me finish off, yeah.
And just to be able to do that stuff and like think together and like. Or, hey, you take care of this side, I'll take care of that side. And then we know which tools, and we're like, we're sharing information with each other. It goes by super quick.
Well, yeah, and at that point, I knew how to do it. So I was able to be like, you need this, this, and this to be able to take off that entire side.
Yeah.
I had probably, I took it off and then left it apart for a long time, but then I put it all back together and then it broke while I was test driving it. Yeah, and then we had to take it all apart, put it back together, take it all apart, put it back together. Cause we had to, we put it, it was, we got it though.
Yeah. And then after that, it actually has been running. And I saw it not too long ago, so we know it's still running. Oh my gosh, as soon as I saw that, the it was behind
that me. Whole, like, I saw something so and I was like, I watched it probably like 20 times.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I was just like,
recorded a video.
I love that thing.
it was a good
and looking I, at too. First, like, I was like, wait. Like, I kept looking closer, and then I saw the mark on the rear bumper. I was like, that was my car.
Yeah.
And it was driving back from Moses Lake. Because I know the old owner. It was from Moses Lake.
Oh, gotcha.
So, like, I immediately put that together. That he's probably coming to town to meet up with somebody. Or his girlfriend, I think, lives here.
Oh, that's odd. So, he doesn't even live here and I still saw it. That is extra rare. Mm-hmm. Like, crazy, extra crazy coincidence that I would happen to see if he lives in Moses Lake. That's even more odd.
I miss that car. I did some like, I did so many bad things, but I also like, I mean, I did.
That was a car
everything
that you went to.
Aesthetically, I did everything. You know,
you drove to freaking Washington State or Washington State University of Washington.
Oh my gosh!
Going to Seattle, all those trips to Seattle, like that car took you everywhere.
The first time I drove that car to Seattle, it was in a snowstorm on the pass.
Oh my gosh!
Night. At night too.
Oh my goodness. And your headlights were not good.
They were not good headlights, and it was like my first real time driving on the road with snow, because like before when I had driven it on the road with snow, it was like the roads were clear for the most part, so like I was driving on like very minimal snow, if any. But when I was driving over the pass, it was coming down and like freshly covering the snow or the road. So
that's terrifying, dude. I remember
I was driving like front wheel drive car, obviously, and all season tires. I was coming up on a semi and I was like, oh yeah, I've got pretty good speed. I think I could just go around him. So I like got into the outside lane and then immediately was like fishtailing and then just like spun out on the middle of the pass. There wasn't that many people on there, so I was able to just turn around, but I was like
deep breathing, close calls or something else, dude.
Yeah, and
I haven't had too many
from
of them,
then I was just
then.
Like I just white knuckling it and like was not going, I just was driving like 35 in the right most lane.
I will avoid the pass during the snow season like crazy.
After I tried my best to avoid it.
For no reason will I go over that pass. No reason yet. We haven't had a reason to. Maybe if Alexi has some crazy gymnastics in the middle of winter, which I don't know when the season really starts or ends. This is our first real half season because of COVID.
Right.
So, I have no idea, but I
the pass is the
do
worst.
Not want to.
Because even if it's not snowing, you mean you might... Yeah. There might be an accident on the pass that completely closes it down.
Yeah.
Both ways, which has happened
Don't
to
me. Don't
remind
me, dude. I got to drive through it tomorrow or the day after tomorrow.
Yeah. It just sucks. Like, just make sure if you're driving to the event from here, give yourself like a couple hour leeway.
We're good. We're going into the zoo. We're going to be fine.
There was one time, this is all, it's going to be... stories with Brandon drive
let's
to
do it
from. So I was driving from Seattle back and like there was a big accident, and so I was in just like basically stop traffic for probably an hour and a half. Well, it wasn't stop, it was like very slowly stop and go, but it wasn't going forward, it was going to an exit so that everybody could either stop off or turn around. And so because they were it was closed, and they were like, they had no expected time it's going to be reopening.
Oof.
And so I was like, well, I'm heading towards Oregon. So, I ended up heading south, like turning around, whipping around, heading like trying to head south and then going around the mountains down there, which was like one lane both ways, super sketchy roads. And
oh, the sketchies are fun though.
It was a little bit fun.
They can be fun if you want to.
But I remember,
is that Highway 12? Do you know if
it goes to Yakima?
Highway 12. That is a very fun road.
But I kept getting stuck behind people. That was what was the worst.
Were you trying to have fun on it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was trying. I see windy roads. I'm exactly gonna try, and I was in my car. Dude, I mean, obviously, yes. I was stressed out, so I was like, you know what? I need something to alleviate this stress. Uh-huh. So I was like, I'm just gonna try to drive. But
there are a bunch of people. Not only is it a very fun curvy road, it is a beautiful road. Because I remember, we drove it one time going to Shelton, which is where we're going to go this weekend, apart from Lacey, to go visit family in that town. And so we were there, and for whatever reason, that's the road that I took to get there. This is the first time we were ever going. I was in the Pontiac Grand Prix.
Ooh.
The supercharged one, which was
fun. The beast.
It was a fun car to an extent. First gear was fun. But I was like, yo, what the heck is this? And I remember just thinking, this road is beautiful. And then at some point, you go through a tunnel and you come out and you see the lake. That's like the first thing that you see. Lake. Mm-hmm. And it was like a super sunny day, super blue lake. And I just was like, this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough roads like that around here, dude.
No, not at all.
And I haven't driven that road in years, and I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, I would say the best road that I've driven in Washington was the one on the way to... is it Palouse Falls, I think, is...
That is a very fun road,
too. There's, like, you get off the highway, and then there's, like, just a windy road through, like, canyons and stuff.
To the right, you got the little bus, I think, it's like a graffiti bus that everyone takes pictures at.
Oh,
and then that's, like, the start of the road.
Yeah, and then it's just, like, super windy and stuff. Yeah, I had fun on that.
I legitimately thought about going there.
Just for that road.
With the MR2, it was fucking running. Specifically to drive.
If we can get it there, the hour and a half drive or whatever.
Yeah. Dude, I haven't been to Palouse Falls. Well, I need to go.
That'd be fun, but I would definitely not go as close as I did last time. Like,
well, we'll have the kids.
I went very close. Like, I was, like, on the edge of the falls with Hades.
Oof.
And I, like, looking back at it, like, I think Jasmine either took a video or took pictures or something, and she was showing me, and I was like, my butt was puckering up looking at the pictures. Like, I would never do that again.
Yeah,
that is so scary. And it's... I've heard about people like going off, and like the fact that
seems
I had
like every year someone dies.
Or somebody goes, and I'm like, I don't think I would do that again.
It's beautiful though. I love that stuff. Like connecting with
the
nature.
And the hike was so long. Hike? Yeah, the hike to where I went.
Oh,
to
gotcha.
Be able to be at the top.
I'm
of the falls.
Down with that stuff though.
Yeah,
we should do that. And we should also do your clutch. I'm telling you.
Just let me know. Do my clutch?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
I need new transmission fluid. I remember that. And I also need to fix my headlight because it's like out. And I don't know if it's actually a bulb because, I mean, there are those special HID, I think. Or they're like aftermarket bulbs. And they're supposed to be...
Makes you look like a real ricer, dude.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like... almost lifetime, so I don't know why it would have gone out. So I'm thinking it might be an actual wiring issue because like it was off one day and then it had come back and then like it went off and then I would go in and I'd like wiggle the wires, unplug it and plug it back in, and then it'd come back on and then it just came off and I haven't been able to wiggle it back on.
Are they blue?
Yes.
So they do make you look like a racer. Do you have people trying to race you a lot?
Yes.
You do have people trying to race you.
Absolutely.
You're debadged though, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't have any SI badges.
You don't have any SI.
I do have IV tech on the side.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it does have the front. No. I think there's the whole body kit is actually different.
It looks different. If you know what a Civic SI looks like, it looks like a Civic SI. It just doesn't have the badges.
Right. It doesn't have the badges. Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, I've been thinking about taking the IV tech off the side just to
give it the clear look.
Just to keep it, but
super
just
incognito.
To take it away.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, it's kind of nice having it there.
Yeah. I think it looks good. You know, I like the IV tech. I've always had a thing for that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's funny because your car's actually debadged. Today, on the way home, I saw a Ford Focus with like mud flaps, the RS spoiler, like lowered wheels, a little cambered out, sticking out, and I was like,
why?
Dude, all right, I've said I respect all builds. Yeah. I've said this and I've said that a lot, and I
but do. It wasn't an RS though, right?
I think? I do not respect the base model
trying to
build to the up to the. I just can't get behind it. Like, I'm sorry, Imprezas,
yeah,
are notorious for it.
Mm-hmm. Trying to be WRXs and trying WRXs, WRXs trying to be STIs,
Lancers trying to be Evos.
Mm-hmm.
I like some of the pony cars.
BMW.
Yes, BMW trying to be M3s. Exactly.
Yeah. Jasmine's uncle actually bought an M Sport.
Okay.
And I'm like, he's like, yeah, it's good. It's, I think it was a.
That's a package.
It was something. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, the package is an M. And I was like, yeah, so it's not an actual. Like
interior.
I was like, so. With Jasmine, like, it's not an actual M. It just has special bits that make it look more sporty.
Yes.
It's not necessarily faster.
Yeah. but that's coming from BMW though. That in itself is from BMW.
Yeah, it's not like a separate company.
I've heard so many people be like, "Yeah, it's just a regular Impreza, but I'm gonna swap out the WRX motor in there eventually."
Yeah,
it's bro, like, stop.
Just buy a W.
You're not gonna do it.
You're not going to.
I've never met anyone to ever fucking do it, but boy, have they told me.
Yeah.
Oh, have they told me?
And I have uneven headers on it too.
Dude, I don't know.
They're like, I'm gonna swap in that WRX motor. I'm gonna have uneven headers, and it's gonna be like,
it's gonna sound like shit. But I hope
Daniel's not
listening. I can't. Oh my gosh, he actually sold it.
I saw that. He sold it. I want to know what he's got. What he's on to.
It's another wagon I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw another wagon, but he said that he can bring it back to the state.
Did he send a picture? Oh.
No, it was on Facebook. He posted
it on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook.
Yep. So you lose out.
I lose out.
Loser. But, fuck. What the fuck we were just talking about?
We were talking about, Supers.
Supers. Yeah, dude. People swapping those up. Things. I can't.
Focus is swapping up. Impreza is swapping up. I mean, Hondas, they also do the same thing.
Okay, but it's been done. That is done and is often done.
Yeah.
Often done. You can get a whatever D16.
I mean, there are B16. Yeah, and then there are the people that will put the SI badges on it. It's like, okay, dude, stop.
Yeah.
It's not an SI.
Every single time I see a clean
or the Honda Integras.
Oh yeah, the logo switching.
Yeah, I'm like, no, stop. You are obviously a left-hand drive car. Don't try to be the Honda Integra.
Dude, one time I was driving behind a right-hand drive Honda Prelude.
Really?
A right-hand drive Honda Prelude. And I was driving behind it on the way to Brewster. And I looked over at Tori and I was like, how come there isn't a head in the driver's side? And so my mind's in the gutter. You're thinking like, some wonky shit. And then I'm like, no, I gotta pass him. I gotta pass him and see what the fuck this is.
Are you sure it was a Prelude?
I'm positive.
Because, I mean, the Prelude taillights might be an R34. Or not R34, R32.
It was 100% a Honda Prelude.
Okay.
And I was so confused. I was like, why would someone do a right-hand drive conversion or buy a JDM Honda Prelude? If you can find one here, why would you ship one out? And if you have one here...
I don't know about the Preludes. Maybe they might have a different engine or there might be something different about them. That might make them better than the ones here.
They probably make them with more power. You know, Japan likes to keep their secrets.
Yeah, they like to...
Those punks.
Keep it at home.
Like, just like the GR Yaris. It'd be super cool to see one of those little hatchbacks ripping around here.
I know. Well, yeah, it would be cool.
Like, there's a... Like, Don Amedeo always talks about all the freaking cool cars that Japan has not sent over here.
Yeah, the Chasers.
Chasers, exactly. Well, that's big family sedan.
R34s, R30, the whole GTR except for the R35s. Yeah.
Want to know why they didn't let the Skyline come to the United States?
Why?
Tell me. To give the V8s a chance.
To give, that's why? That is
jokes. All. Got him. I think that's going to be it for the night. We'll leave it
out. We're going to end on that.
On that horrible dad joke.
To give the V8s a chance.
All right.
Terrible.
All right, so this has been the On The Gas podcast. I'm Martin.
I am Brandon.
And have a good night.
Good night. Bye.